You're listening to Cygnus Radio.
We're starting our own radio station. No one can tell us what to do. We can say anything we want, play any music, get girls. Wait, we don't have a name. We can't go on the air without a name.
CygnusRadio.com.
How many ways can you rock? Listen to Cygnus Radio and start counting.
They say music calms the savage beast.
Calm your savage beast. Keep it tuned to CygnusRadio.com.
CygnusRadio.com presents 60 Years On with your host, me, G. Gone. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an auditory excursion through 60 years of rock and roll.
Living in the city, it's dirty and it's gritty, it's smoggy and it's sooty and it stinks. Well, I don't really mind it, I take it as I find it, but I don't care what anybody thinks. And there's one thing I can't take, it's the noise that people make. What a din, what a racket, I don't think I can hack it, I didn't come in looking for a fight. Pass a law and I'll back it, pass a bag and let me pack it, I'll do anything if it'll bring me sleep at night. They're banging and clattering and clanging and begging for the boss to let them out. You'd think they want some quiet, instead they start a riot and fuss and fight and scrap and scream and shout. When you'd like a quiet drink and you can't hear yourself think. What a ding, what a racket, I don't think I can hack it, I didn't come here looking for a fight. Pass a law and I'll back it, pass a bag and let me pack it, I'll do anything if it'll bring me sleep at night.
God.
Now don't misunderstand me, there's lovely people round me, I like the pub, I like the music hall. I like all kinds of places, it's just the ugly faces and voices that could drive me up the wall. When you dine out for a treat and you can't hear yourself eat. What a din, what a racket, I don't think I can hack it, I didn't come here looking for a fight. Pass a law and I'll back it, pass a bag and let me crack it, I'll do anything if it'll bring me sleep at night.
Good evening, how is everybody tonight? I'm G. Gone. This is 60 Years On, here on CygnusRadio.com, coming to you live from beautiful downtown Trumbull on the first Thursday of December, December 7th. Yes, the holidays are in full swing, but believe it or not, you're not going to get any Christmas music from me tonight. Do you believe that, lovely Ms. M? Yeah, I said it last week that maybe I'd play some this week, but you know, I was putting the show together and I had a few Christmas songs picked out to play for you. But they just didn't fit into the show. So we pushed them aside. Maybe we'll get to some Christmas music next week. But in the meantime, you can hear Christmas music anytime you tune into CygnusRadio.com. We've got the Christmas music out sprinkled. I do mean sprinkled in the continuous stream. And then, of course, there's always Fran Fried's Christmas Spectacular. She does 4 hours every Thursday from 1 to 5 up until Christmas of all Christmas music. And if anybody's going to give you the complete Christmas coverage, it's Fran Fried. She's been doing an amazing job. Two down, two more to go. I don't know how she does it. I don't think I could be, I don't think I'd have my sanity left if I had to do a 4-hour Christmas show, but that's just me. God bless you, Franny. Anyway, so tonight you're not going to get Christmas music, but, it's interesting. I've got no sub theme. This show kind of put itself together, and I think if you stick around, you're going to enjoy what you have to hear. We have to start out with a couple of, RIPs, it's the best way to put it. Last week, the morning before I went on the air, we lost Shane McGowan of the Pogues. I was able to squeeze one song in last week, but I'm going to play a couple here so that to give him a proper send-off, along with, we just lost yesterday, Denny Lane. Denny Lane, of course, was one of the founding members of the Moody Blues. He put the band together, recorded with them for their first album, and left during the recording of their second album. So I think on the second record, I think Denny has a song or two. I'm not quite sure. And after that, that's when the Moody's went off and became what we all know. But then Denny Lane, he did a lot of session work, and he ended up getting together with Paul McCartney. I think you've heard of that guy, right? And they formed Wings. And there's a lot more to that story as well. But we're going to get into it. I'm going to do a double tribute right now to start the show off today. I'm going to do a couple of my favorites from the Pogues, and then a couple from the Moody Blues and Wings as well, so that we may properly send off Shane McGowan and Denny Lane. Thank you both for your music. Thank you both for your time here on the mortal plane, and hope to run into both of you in the next life. Thank you so much. I did not tell you that you heard the brand new Joe Jackson, What a Racket, basically the title song from Joe Jackson Presents Max Champion and What a Racket, but I'll get to that a little more later on in the show. Right now, let's pay our respects. Shane McGowan, Denny Lane.
It's summer in Seattle, and the moon is full of rainbows. When it's summer in Seattle, then we go through many changes. When it's summer in Seattle, then all I really know is that I truly am. And the summer in Seattle, in the summer in Siam, in the summer in Siam. Thank you. summer is sad. Strings. A young girl hocks her wedding rings down the street. Down the alley, the eyes swagging through. Picked up a step down, turning blue. The local kids were sniffing glue. There ain't much else for kids to do down the street. Fire a green, buys an ice cold beer, I shop. Brother John's got a crab again. He's drinking Coca-Cola down Rain Street. Blessing fire, I sin. I got pest and I got pen. I can't get out of the state I'm in down Rain Street. There's a Tesco on a sacred ground. Where I put niggas down, while Judas took his music blast. I said, have you gazed in all of Christ down Rain Street?
Oh, at Cygnus Radio want to wish you a holiday season of peace and goodwill toward all, and hope for a much better next year.
We've already said
lost a couple more good ones this week. Started that set off with Pogues featuring Shane McGowan. Of course, I grabbed two of my favorite tracks off the last LP that he was on with them, Hell's Ditch, which was released in 1990, gave you Summer in Siam and Rain Street. They kicked him out of the band at that point due to his many, many, many problems. And then I also gave you, this one goes out to my buddy Danny, I gave you their cover of the Stones' Honky Tonk Woman, which was released in 89 on the expanded edition of Peace and Love. R.I.P. Shane McGowan. Then on to Denny Lane. Of course, Go Now, his probably most popular, or well-known, I should say, song that he ever wrote. That Go Now and True Story off the very first Moody Blues album released in 1966. And get this, titled The Magnificent Moodies. Okay, after that, Denny would leave the band. They would carry on without him. And he would, in 1973, prior to 73, Denny Lane helped form Wings with Paul McCartney, and they had, I forget who the other two members were, I don't remember at this point, I didn't write it down, but they left the band just before the recording of Band on the Run, so it was just Paul and Linda McCartney and Denny Lane. They went to Laos, I think it's Laos in Nigeria or something, I don't even remember which country it was, and they laid down between Denny Lane on piano and guitars and Paul doing bass, drums, and anything else it needed to be. I mean, of course, the horn section was added in later. Jeff Emmerich, the famed Beatles producer, produced it for them, and it was basically his breakout album once after he went solo. While there was some critical acclaim years later with Ram and Red Rose Speedway, and no, Ram was Paul McCartney, Wings was Red Rose Speedway, and I forget the other one. Needless to say, Band on the Run put him on the map, and I gave you the title track, Mrs. Vanderbilt and Helen Wheels, which, ironically, was not on the original album. Paul McCartney was only a few years removed from the Beatles. The Beatles never put their singles on an album. They believed they were ripping off their fans by doing that. They would put a single out, kind of like announcing the album was coming. And whereas the single could easily fit on the album, they would not put it on, and then they'd release the album. They felt that, you know, that was better service to their fans and the dollars well spent. So he releases Helen Wheels. It went to, I think, number 3 or something in the U.S. or whatever. It was not that big of a hit over in England. And when they were ready to put the album out, the record company was like, you have to put Hell on Wheels, at least in the American release. And Paul really didn't want to, but that's what ended up happening. So, and on some of them, they use the original album cover and the backing, so it's not even listed. It actually falls at, between No Words and Picasso's Last Words, Drink to Me, the original release. There you go. So now that we've got the tributes, the RIPs out of the way. And finally, it was 50 years ago, Monday or Tuesday, that Band on the Run was released. So there you have it. That was sort of like as an ode to Denny Lane, but also why did I pick 3 songs off of One Wings album? Because it was 50 years ago, I think, Tuesday or something, that Band on the Run was released. And there you go. All right, going to start this next set off with 2 things to talk to you about quickly. I started the show with a track off Joe Jackson's new album. It's called Joe Jackson Presents Max Champion in What a Racket. What he basically did was he invented this character, Max Champion, who wrote, you want to compare it to sea shanties, maybe, but it's basically they called it the music hall, dance hall music hall of the early 1900s in England, kind of parallels our Tin Pan Alley vaudeville theater type music. Every song, you know, kind of know the music to, and you want to sing along to it, but it's all bawdy, comedic, bear hall. That's the best way to put it. Music. And it's pretty interesting. I played you the title track, What a Racket, earlier, and I'm going to give you another track off of it in this set. So listen up for it. Brand new Joe Jackson. Just released last Friday, I think. But I'm going to start this set off with an artist. Now, when I put my show together, all during the week, I'll like, something will hit me and I'll write it down. All right, I have pads all over the place. I write it down. When I sit down on a Monday or Tuesday night to start slapping this show together for you people, I pile everything into a folder and I start going through it, weeding out, and this goes here and that goes there. Well, anyways, I recently picked up another one of the great Grapefruit Records compilations, 3-CD compilation called Looking for the Magic, American Power Pop in the 70s. And it covers the entire 70s in 3 discs, and it's all this great American power pop, and it's like some fascinating stuff. So I have a bunch that I'm playing, going to play for you tonight, sprinkled throughout the course of the evening. And I had this one written down, and I was listening to Eddie Wazoo. He's one of our newer DJs here at CygnusRadio.com, but Eddie's been around the microphone for more years than you or I even can imagine. And he's doing a show on Tuesday afternoons here on CygnusRadio.com called Live from the Underground Basement, Eddie Wazoo, Live from the Underground Basement, 3 p.m., 3 to 5 p.m. on Tuesday afternoons here. And I usually get home from work, I turn him on maybe about 4-ish myself, and he played this song, a song by Moon Martin, and he was talking all about Moon Martin. I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, Ed, it's like we're on this freaking, you know, level plane here. So I'm like, wow. I said, yeah, it's pretty amazing the way you Venn diagram over everybody here. So there you go. That was just my story. I thought it was quite comical. I don't know. Interesting. Wonderful. That here I was pulling Moon Martin out of the archives, so to speak. I don't think I've heard Moon Martin on this radio station in the, how many years is it now? 17 years that we've been here. And that's that. So let's get into it. From 1979, this is Moon Martin doing Rolene.
Well, come on, operator. Give me Rolene on my line. I should know what I need to ease a craving. Tijuana style.
Me father said I'd always be a slob.
Be a slob.
The girls will tell me you can look, but oh, you'll never touch. The boys would look, then punch me in the gob. Well, nowadays, some people make a fortune playing sports, so running round and rolling in the mud.
In the mud!
But I wouldn't swap me jacket for a racket and some shorts, and I never did enjoy the sight of blood.
But I'm a Frank of Frank, who's working in a bank, but lives for his game of rugby. With 10 left toes and a cauliflower nose, he swears that it keeps him young.
No,
the sporting life is not for me. I'd rather be a donkey or a monkey up a tree. I'll sweep the street, I'll miss for me, do anything at all. But don't make me kick another ball.
Teachers always hated me, I was a sickly brat. They said you're for the high jump, and I was.
Yes, you were.
They thought that being tall and thin, I might be good at that. But I ran up to the line and there I froze.
But I'm a pal called Paul, who loves a cricket ball, the sound that it makes on Willow. He shows no fear, and hits one once a year, in matches that last that long.
No!
The sporting life is not for me. I'd rather be a donkey or a monkey up a tree. I'll sweep the street, I'll miss the meat, do anything at all. But don't make me kick another ball.
There was a time I thought I might have made a bunch of friends. They dragged me to a soggy patch of grass. They started running round and well, you know how this one ends. They lost the ball and kicked me up the field.
But I've a mate called Mac, who goes to the track and drinks till he thinks he's sober. He takes his pay and chucks it all away and thinks that he's having fun.
No!
The sporting life is not for me. I'd rather be a donkey or a monkey up a tree.
I'll sweep the street, I'll miss the beat, do anything at all. But don't make me kick another ball.
Then your mum would say, be careful what you do. Don't have to jump around, you're not a kangaroo. Meanwhile your dad said, if they kick you, kick them back and give us all a real good laugh.
Well, nowadays I've mellowed and I say just let them play, but I don't get into quite so many brawls. It's wonderful that there's so many games for kids today. That is, providing that they got the balls.
Now I've a boy called Bill, who loves to climb a hill and fly down when he's got skis on. I've said, by heck, you'll break your blooming neck, but that never stopped no one.
No,
the sporting life is not for me. I'd rather be a monkey or a donkey up a tree.
I'll sweep the street, I'll miss the meat, do anything at all. But don't make me kick another ball.
Sporting life.
Put him in, he turns and loads the lemonade away.
right, from the top. Started it all off with Moon Martin, Rolling. That's from 1979. Then another track off the brand new Joe Jackson album, just released last Friday, I believe. Joe Jackson presents Max Champion. Max Champion, he claims, was a songwriter from the early 1900s in the English music halls, dance halls, where they just sat around, drank beer, and sang songs and danced and had wild sex, I believe, something like that. Well, The Sporting Life, Joe Jackson. And then I can't help doing this whenever I know of another song that's the same title. Different songs, sometimes I gotta marry them. So you got The Sporting Life from Joe Jackson, and then The Sporting Life from The Decemberists. That's from 2005. They're picturesque. Picturesque album from 2005. And finish that set off, Steve Winwood from 1977, his solo album, self-titled solo album, Time Is Running Out. He was literally screaming at us 50 years ago about what we have happening right now. Seriously. Thanks, Steve. Wish more people were listening. All right. Going to take a quick little break. Oh, I'm G Gon. This is 60 Years On here on CygnusRadio.com. I'm going to take a little break, pay a little bills, and I'm going to come back on the other side, another hour of great music. And we're going to kick it off with the March 2000 feature from Independence, so don't go away. Hit the bathroom, pour another brewski, roll a big fatty, and we're going to get into it, all right? All right.